Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Talking Soulful. I'm Jill, and I'm excited to share this space with you. A space of reflection, connection, and diving into the whispers of our intuition, the synchronicities that nudge us, and the soulful stories that shape our lives. If you caught my Whispers of the Full Moon video, you'll know that this podcast was born from a moment of synchronicity, a dream that stirred something deep within me. Today, I want to take you behind the scenes of that dream, share the knowing it carried, and the way it subtly but powerfully pushed me toward this new beginning. And here's the best part. It all unfolded just before the January full wolf moon, a time that symbolizes the start of a new cycle, fresh energy, and listening to the whispers of our inner voice. The timing? Ironic. Or maybe not. P.S. There will be more on this. So, I think the timing was very interesting and very ironic. But let's move on. Let me start with the dream. I've always believed that dreams are more than just random images or thoughts. They're messages, invitations to pay attention, and sometimes even a call to action. Now, before I move forward, let me articulate on that a little bit as a hypnotherapist, meditative mind coach. There is work with dreams that you can use to help people. Now, not all dreams are messages, so let me be clear, not all of them are. The key is to learn what it looks like for you when the dream is intended to be a message. Some dreams are just releasing stuff, and that's okay because that's necessary. I personally have had many dreams throughout my life that were messages and clear, but also unclear. And they look a very specific way for me, so I can kind of tell. And sometimes as simple as there's something about you that sort of wakes up in the dream and sees it from a different place, and you're paying attention. Sometimes it can be something specific, like a person or an object. For example, in the past, one of my old cats would very much end up in all my dreams. She used to meditate with me. She was lovely. This particular dream was vivid, and I became aware of it. On the outside looking in, I was not just feeling it as if I was in the dream, living it. I was seeing it also. I woke up with that unmistakable feeling that I've had before, the kind that you just can't quite put into words, but you know it means something. There was a message, something deeper, something larger than the dream itself, something I was not clear about. The details of the dream were layered, but what stood out was the presence of wolves. In particular, they weren't threatening, but there was a very significant pull to notice the wolves. And the second thing that was big in this particular dream with the wolves was all of my animals were in the dream with me, and that has never happened before. So I find that in itself some kind of interesting message to say, stop, look, and listen. Because I'm very connected to animals, and I'm very connected to my animals, and I believe animals give you signs and signals. I've had that throughout my life for a very long time. The interesting thing about the wolves in particular, I'm not sure, but I don't believe I've really dreamt often about wolves in my dreams. So this was very significant. They were white. All of them were white, except one was black. The white ones and the black ones were tumbling, rolling, playing with each other down a beautiful white, white, white snow mountainside. And what I noticed was the black one kept standing out, and it made me notice because the white ones would have just blended in with the white snow that was so fresh and powdery. You know, that beautiful snow that everybody wants to ski on. So, the other thing about the wolves that stood out for me, wolves are actually one of the first animals I was drawn to as a young person in my teenager years when I was dabbling and researching. And I used to draw them all the time. I used to focus on their eyes and then draw the rest of them once I got the eyes. So, you know, maybe wolves are my kindred spirit. It was like a nudge, some kind of a message. Hey, look into this. Hey, pay attention. Go do some research on what wolves mean again. Dig and see if something stands out, which I did. So I have to tell you about the timing. It's the kind of timing that makes you pause and wonder and kind of go, oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, so much so that I actually wrote my husband, I sent him an email and said, oh my God, guess what? That crazy wolf dream that I told you about? I just found out this full moon is the first full moon in the new year, and it's called a wolf moon, and I had no idea. And it's the time in the lunar cycle that's all about fresh starts, trusting your intuition, listening to whispers of the soul. Interesting? I'd say so. And here I was feeling the same pull to start something new, something meaningful. And I had been thinking about, where do I want to really go with what I'm doing and working on right now? I don't believe in coincidences. I never really have. That's a really big loaded topic, especially when it comes to moments like these. The wolf moon is also symbolic of community, guidance, and navigating transitions. It's a time to step forward, to take action, and to trust the guidance that comes through, whether it's a dream, a feeling, or even the words of a stranger. So here I am following the whispers of that dream and stepping into this new beginning with you. The dream and the synchronicity reminded me of a time from my past. It was a time when I started to feel nudging. I don't even say another nudge. It was nudging. It just came out of nowhere. And that's a whole podcast in itself. Whispers that turned into pushes and pulls into a specific direction, literally changed my life. I was caught up being in the busyness of life, distracted, not really paying attention to the deeper messages around me until they began to hit me like, you know, that brick to the head, like, hey, the universe is yelling at you and you're not listening, so we're going to make you listen. That's kind of what happens. And a few things started to very much stand out, and they were not easy to ignore. And they became significant in my daily life for months until something all of a sudden came in front of me and it drew me 100% into another direction. The nudges led me down a path I hadn't expected, a path that changed everything. And looking back, I can see how those moments, those whispers, the connections, they're all connected. They were like breadcrumbs, and they were like loaves of bread also at the same time, leading me forward, urging me to trust the process, even when I didn't have all the answers yet. And I did. And it, like I said, it dropped me into an area that changed my life. And that's exactly when I left the corporate world and started working with people one-on-one after learning about hypnosis and hypnotherapy and the entirety of what that really means and looks like and then merging my own personality, thoughts, and I don't know how to explain that exactly. Just my own thing. And that was something I did for years, for over 16 years. So here I was again with a new dream that was very significant, and drawing wolves and the wolf connection. And I made a video for the full moon because I thought it was interesting, and I was announcing that I thought, that's it, I'm going to go in this direction a little bit because I think it's time. I think people are looking for more of this talk, and people are always searching for information and perspective, I guess, in this area of the unknown. What do you believe in? What do you don't believe in? Do you believe in all of these subtleties? And this is where I'm going to go. I'm going to share some of my stories and talk some more. The funny thing was, is the response a little bit to my videos was interesting and different. And that in itself was also a little bit of a nudge. Just saying. So what about you? Have you felt a nudge, a whisper, or even had a strong dream that stayed with you? Maybe it was subtle, or maybe it was strong and you couldn't ignore it. Those are the tough ones, right? Because you want help to analyze them. The biggest piece of advice on that, it would be find the feeling, the core feeling that is being experienced when you're having that dream, and then find the key moments that stand out and jot them down. Take a look at them, because see what comes out. It might come out over the next few days, what's really going on. You never know. But as we step into this new year, guided by the energy of the wolf moon, which I think is fabulous, because wolves are magnificent and elegant and lovely, I invite you to reflect on those moments. What have they taught you? How have they shaped your path? Moving forward, this podcast will be a space to explore these questions together, to share stories, and to connect with the deeper currents that guide us. Because if there's one thing I know, it's that the whispers are always there. It's just a matter of listening. Thank you for joining me on this first episode of Talking Soulful. I'm so grateful to have you here as we begin this new journey together. If this story resonated with you, I'd love to hear about your glowing whispers, dreams, or synchronicities. You can reach out to me on social media or leave a message. Head over to my website, joeharris.blog. You can sign in there and talk to me through there if you'd like, in a safer, quieter, direct space. And P.S. Episode 2 is a little bit more of wolf synchronicities. No kidding, another one happened. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, and keep listening to those whispers. Because your soul might be talking to you. That's it for now. See you soon.